David and Goliath, okay? So I'm going to need some help acting this out, because the word it is, it's a massive bit of the Bible, and it would take all our service to read it. So we're going to act it out a little bit, okay? Now, Goliath was a fierce giant warrior. He was nearly 10 feet tall, so obviously he'd be way high up there. And he would be mean and a fighter, and nobody survived against Goliath. So we need somebody here today who's going to be mean, somebody who strikes fear into the heart of many, many people. Somebody with lethal hands. Miles Reeve, where are you? Come here, Miles. Now, look at this. Kids, don't look directly at him. You might have nightmares. Okay, put your hand in there, my friend. No, no, the other way. That's it. That's it. He might, that's it. So you put your arm in there. There we go. He might be brave, but he's missing a few cells. There we go. Okay. Now, we're going to put this on because Goliath reminds me of somebody you might well know. He's evil and mean. And there we go. Whoa, look at that. Now, Goliath, I want you to stand here. Look how terrifying he is, boys and girls. This is Goliath. What a big meanie. He struck fear into many people, including the Israelites. There's something quite weird about that, isn't it? Okay, I need a couple of people to represent the nation of Israel. Do you think you can do it, Matthew? You come over here. Let's have one more. Let's have someone, I don't know, you gentlemen at the back there, with your hand up, who's just turned away. Yeah, come up here, come up here. Okay, now, you stand here, that's it. Three of you stand here, you can be Israel. Now, Israel are challenged by Goliath. Goliath calls him out. It's dead easy. If one of you comes and fights me and defeats me, we will be your slaves. But if I defeat you, you will be our slaves. Now, the nation of Israel, you stand there because I've got something for you. It turns out that the nation of Israel was so scared, they turned into scaredy cats. So you hold a cat. There we go. Hold the cat. That's it. Now just face that way for us. Thanks very much. That's it. There we go. Good boy. So instead of fighting Goliath, they got really, really scared. Goliath with his meanness, he would mock them. He would laugh at them. But the Israelites, they got so scared, they didn't know what to do. Ah, he's so big and ugly and horrible. Okay. There's always one, isn't there? Always one. When I looked at him, I thought, Chris, no, we'll give him a chance. Okay. They were honestly really, really scared. Goliath is there, and he gives them this challenge again. But then, all of a sudden, we get one boy, David. Come here, Cole. Sorry, I picked Cole. It's a bit of nepotism. I realise that. But who can play him? David Beckham? David Beckham? 40 years old. We love him. Okay, put that on. There we go. David was visiting his brothers. His brothers had come to sit. His brothers were part of Israel's army. They were too scared. But David comes along and he hears Goliath's challenge. Anyone from Israel, come and fight me. Are you too scared? David couldn't believe his ears. Why are people scared of him? We are God's army. We are God's people. There's nothing to fear about him. So David said, I'll go and fight you.
Can I go and fight you as well?
And you can go sit back down in a minute. Okay. Just teasing. So, David, it got through to King Saul. King Saul said to David, David, you're puny, you're weak. Okay, just imagine, son, you're not really as strong as an ox. You're puny, you're weak. The only chance you have is if you put my heavy armor on. So King Saul gets his heavy armor, and David's like, oh, I can't even move. I can't lift anything up. I can't do this. So he takes it off, and he says, don't worry, God is with me. I will go and fight him. So Israel, I want you to go and stand on here because I forgot to mention, this is a really important bit. Goliath and Philistines are on top of one hill and Israel is on the top of another hill. Just come and stand up here for us. That's it. That's it, Matthew. Come and stand up here for us. You're watching. And David says, I'm going to take on Goliath. So Goliath and David step down into the valley. But when Goliath sees David, He says, what is this? Is this a dog? Have you come at me with a stick? I'm going to rip your head off and put you on a piece of toast. I'll feed you to the birds. And David says, it doesn't matter how big you are or how big your sword is. God is with me and I will destroy you. And Goliath gave an almighty laugh at this point. That's a great laugh, isn't it? Well done. It's either that or he's been smoking. Now, I'm sure he hasn't. Okay, David gets his sling. He gets his stone. There's a stone for you there, son. Okay, this is where drama comes in. Are you ready for this? Now you're going to pretend to throw the stone. Get it back. Let it go. And then give your dad the stone. That's it. Remember we talked about this with your sister? Here we go. Shh. The stone goes. Goliath can't believe what's happening. And the stone. Oh, his head's come off already. Can you believe it? He falls face down on the floor. He's down. David is victorious. Woo! The Israelites are no longer scared. Israelites, you come and put the cats down. You're no longer scared. Okay? And you're going to run back to your seats because you've won. Off you go. Yes! 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 Oh, man. Let's give him a big round of applause. Our helpers there. Thanks very much. Thank you, Miles. I keep it on. Keep it on. Okay, no, don't. Okay. Thanks, Miles. And we'll have to put the cloak there. One of Nigel's gowns. Thanks very much. Okay, now, what's going on there? Well, to help us understand a little bit how David was able to beat Goliath, I'm going to ask my friend Spencer, who's going to come up and read the Bible to us. So Spencer, if you want to come up, that would be great. Thanks very much.
Our Bible reading is Psalm 23. This can be found on page 458 of the Black Bibles. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
If you want to take a seat for us. Excellently read. Thanks very much. We're going to sing a song now. This is a kid's song, but it tells us a great message about what it is to be bold and be strong. Boys and girls, could I ask you to come into the front bit? Because we've got actions, and you can help me do the actions as well. Everybody else, you can stand and pretend to do the actions. If you want to sit back down, if you've got a Bible in front of you, and what I should have said before is, there should be a black hard Bible around by you. That is a gift from St. John's to you. You are free to take that Bible home. Nobody at the door is going to rugby tackle you if they see you leave them with a Bible. It's a gift from us to you. So if you do want it, obviously, Sophia, Jamie, don't be greedy. You've already got one, okay? I don't want to see it turn up on eBay, but please do feel free. Just stay there for us, please, mates. Okay, now, David and Goliath is a very famous story, but it's a story that we often get wrong. Many people think that in the story, we are like David, because David is the one who fights his battles, the one who defeats the enemy. And we think, oh, David and Goliath, that's a bit like me. I can go out and I can have success after success, and I can have victory over victory. But actually, boys and girls, we're not actually David in the story. And I hope nobody's Goliath in the story in here. Although, judging by some of you, it's debatable. No. In the story, Matthew, you need to be quiet now, mate, okay? In the story, we are the people of Israel. In the story, Israel were the scaredy cats. And that's how we are. You see, like Israel, a lot of our life, boys and girls, and bigger boys and girls, is controlled by fear. Now, the obvious way we're controlled by fear is things like phobias. You know phobias, don't you? Some people are scared of animals, snakes, spiders, dogs. Some people are scared of the environment, thunder, lightning. Some people are scared of situations like heights, flying, driving, if you're with my wife, okay? These are phobias that people have. And the phobia, the fear that you have, can control your actions. Put your hands up, boys and girls, if you've ever been scared of a balloon popping. Has anyone ever, like a balloon popping? Yeah, they can make loud noises, don't they? I know people who, because they're afraid of balloons popping, they don't play with balloons. And if there are balloons in the room, they go to the other end of the room. What's going on? The fear of a balloon popping is controlling their actions. Now, I want to just say briefly today, I think quite a lot of fear is the reason why we sin. I know that's not a popular word. Okay, it's a small word with big consequences. Sin is when we do the wrong thing, amongst other things. And I think a lot of that is because of fear. Now, I'm going to give some examples and see if you can resonate with any of those examples, okay? Sometimes we fear being seen as wrong, so we stubbornly don't back down and let an argument continue. Boys and girls, have you ever feared not being first in line? And sometimes you push people out the way, don't you, to get, I want to be in charge, get out the way. Sometimes we can do mean things because we want to be first. We fear not being first. Some of us fear not being respected, so we put people down with our words. Some people fear not quite keeping up with the Joneses, so we spend money we don't have on things we don't need to impress people who don't really matter. Some people fear being alone, so they compromise their standards on a partner. Some people fear not having enough, so they work too much. Some fear not having perfect children, so they under or over parent their kids. And we fear not getting our own way, and this leads to resentment and bitterness towards those who are in our way. Boys and girls, we are like Israel. And you know what the Israelites, why they were so fearful? Because they kept thinking about themselves. They thought, we're puny and Goliath's big. There's no way we can beat him. And then they got all scared like these scaredy cats. They forgot who God is and what God had done. But you see, boys and girls, David wasn't scared because he feared the Lord. Now, to fear the Lord is a different kind of fear. It's not to be scared. Let me try and explain it like this. Okay, let's say David Beckham really was sat in the back of the room. Now, I know a lot of people would fear David Beckham. They wouldn't be scared of him. The fear of the Lord is like when we see a famous person. You know, you get butterflies in your tummy. Okay, some of the ladies would just spontaneously kiss his face. And he'd be like, I don't know what I'm doing. It just happened. My lips ended up being on his cheek. Something like that. That's what happens when we fear someone. When we adore them. When we put them in a high position. We do things. We do things for them. Like I remember Dan Walker from Football Focus. Do you watch that, boys and girls? Do your mum and dad ever tell you to be quiet when Football Focus is on? Because I know my kids have been banned. Here he is. Here's Dan Walker. Look, he's on the screen. Dan Walker presents a show, and he came to Knutsford to talk about his faith, and I got the chance to meet him. And because I fear Dan Walker, because I adore him and hold him in a high position, I did a bit of stalking on the internet. I went onto Twitter, and I found out what Dan Walker likes, and he likes a crisp called Bacon Frazzles. So I bought Dan Walker 2 packets of Bacon Frazzles. So when I met Dan Walker, I gave Dan Walker these Bacon Frazzles. Why? Because I adore him. Because I hold him in his high position. Okay? And I wanted to do something that would please him. I know I'm weird, okay? I know I've got issues. But you've got some as well, I'm sure. Now you see, David feared the Lord. He adored God. He held God in this high position. And David wasn't scared. You see, when David went to fight Goliath, David didn't think, I'm a puny guy, and he's a real big warrior. No, no, no. As Spencer read in Psalm 23, when David goes out to fight, we hear these words. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. So David knew it wasn't this puny guy against the big warrior. He knew it was a puny warrior against Almighty God. And when he remembered that, he was able to go out knowing that God would give him the victory. You see, if you want a fearless life, you have to come to fear the Lord. And the good news for us is we can have a fearless life. You see, God himself came to this earth 2,000 years ago as a man, Jesus Christ. And he came on a mission to win a battle, boys and girls. It wasn't a battle against Goliath. It was a battle against our two big enemies, sin and death. You see, me and you can't do anything about our fear because we naturally turn in on ourselves and think about ourselves. And it's no real surprise, is it? We live in a world that revolves around self. Entertain self, look after yourself, promote yourself, fulfill yourself. We need help in our battle. We need somebody who's going to lift our eyes from our belly buttons and turn us outward looking. You see, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he didn't use a slingshot. He died with a cross. And it might sound strange, but Jesus' victory came through loss, the loss of his life. So when Jesus died on the cross, he really did die for our sins. How do we know, boys and girls? Because God, 3 days later, raised him from the dead. To say that I accept Jesus' death on their behalf, on my behalf, and on your behalf. It's only when you come to see that who Jesus is and what Jesus has done, then you will come to fear the Lord. It's only when you realize that God had to come down to earth and die for you and die for me that you will come to adore God and hold him in that high position. And only when we fear the Lord will we become fearless people. So you can leave this church today confident that God loves you, that God is with you, that God is for you, like David did. And when we understand those truths, when we believe those truths, what have we got to fear? You see, the fear of the Lord leads to fearless lives. Amen.